Okay. Thank you for the same. Tafiut we go at the end of the field, okay, people. Yes, cotton gum. So we spoke about time. One needs to dedicate a lot of time to this. Let's take one more step. Yes, cotton gum. Indian and Gael covered to mine. Hakovet apostle be Yosef tet le mishu like this loma atzman. The biggest covet you can give somebody is to give him your time. Like we mentioned yesterday, to tell someone I don't have time for you is a quite a big insult. Ein elbon godel Yosef mi loyme ein li panai bishvilcha. I do not have time for you. Kol echad makiris hagosha. As everyone knows this feeling. There's a couple who etzel mishu, vayisech et mamayel esay mito, mipnei ator shebechutz. Come to Zemalav. You go see somebody, he's in a hurry to finish you, because there's somebody else waiting to see him. Zemalav. Insulting. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but we're talking about the feeling. Miad oile b'machshovtoi, shemitchila elecha, shelo lakabali. You shouldn't have let me in. You find someone to answer the phone. You say, hello, miss, I can't talk now. But don't answer the phone. You answer the phone to insult me. That's why you answer the phone to tell me you don't want to talk to me. Don't answer the phone. What do you mean? Don't answer the phone. How can you do that? There's some people that don't know how to do that. There's some people, even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they don't know how not to answer their phone. That's how it has to be on ring. It has to ring. It can't just be on silent. It has to actually ring so that they can answer it. Because how can you not answer a phone? There's 27 Issa Deraisa, they're not answering your phone. And another six if it's a Munuch Moneshra. No, but we're not people like that. You have to answer the phone. Why? You're busy talking to me. Why did you answer the phone? You're in a conversation with somebody on the phone ring when they answer the phone. You seen that happen? Well, how did that happen? I'm not talking to people under the age of, let's say, 15, 18, 20. How did that happen? How did you? If I'm really talking to somebody, budges in and starts talking to the other guy, and he just ignores me and carries on to the other person. Then I think that's poshut. I'm just trying to get that dhamma clear, because otherwise, when we translate this into Hashem, it's going to seem a bit strange. But somebody doesn't understand what's wrong with that. You're talking to somebody on the phone, and they start talking to somebody else in the room. They don't say, excuse me, just hold on 1 second. They just start talking. When you explain to them, they don't understand what you're talking about. What could ever be wrong with such a thing? If you don't see what's wrong with that, I'm not talking to you. I can't help you. Most people in this room understand that there's something wrong with that. No? If I'm talking to you and somebody comes up to me and says, excuse me, I'm sorry, I just, something urgent, would you mind, whatever? And the guy says, oh, okay, whatever. But you just walk in, stop talking to somebody else. And this guy's standing there like, it's insulting.
I so sensitive, I insulted so easily.
I'm saying, I'm not talking to that person. That person, I can't help. I can't help you. Oh, the law my comfort. I'm going to somebody understands there's something, even if you don't know what it is, but you get a sense that there's something wrong there. Vim Yeshem and Ikva, I'm already sitting in your office. Lefachot, ten li kama dakot shel savlanot. Give me a bit of time. V'chein hu b'inyan tvila. And this applies to learning as well, by the way. This applies to everything you're doing when you walk into Hashem's house, when you walk into a base midrash. Okay, we don't have time for Hashem because we're busy talking to this one and we're chatting to this one and we're schmoozing to this one and we learn a bit, and then we chat again and then we also. And Lanuzman. We're in a hurry to be Yaitzi Tfila to get finished with davening. You're a list of the things you need Hashem to take care of for you. Whatever you need. Get a bit Hilchus Tefillah. That's how you treat your friend. Your best friend. That's how you treat them. The truth is, we all are chutz for zman. And I don't know how to change that. Ikata konde zehu lavo yoisemugdamsa. Come earlier. Come earlier. We don't have time, nachon, and it's a juggle because coming early is also not so poshut. I'm just saying the ikka solution, yeah, to start with, just being aware of the problem. Just be aware of the problem. You might not find a solution to this problem. I don't know.
I don't know. There's not a solution.
It's a great solution.
If you had time, you would just take your time while you're there and make the most of it.
No. We're talking about somebody who genuinely doesn't have time. He's got 45 minutes. That's what he's got.
That was coming earlier.
You may not be able to. That's what I was saying. You may not be able to. Just being aware of the problem. If you can come earlier, that's the Baltic. If you could come 5 minutes earlier to davening, your life would be quite different. Promise you, your life would be fundamentally different if you would come to davening 5 minutes earlier.
I don't take advantage of the time.
You know what I just said?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, hey, take the advantage of the time you're there. That we'll see. We're talking about, I'm in a hurry and I haven't got time, I'm running. Because I have to be at work at 8 o'clock means I've got to be out of here by 7:45. So I don't have enough time to double. So come 5 minutes earlier. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't even take advantage of the time I'm there.
I'm not talking about that. Okay, so good question. I don't know how you can come earlier. I'm talking to those who can come earlier. Again, these are suggestions. These are suggestions how to try and raise the quantity and the quality of the time that you're spending with a chair. Go home now and think about it and see how you want to deal with it. Don't know. There may not be a solution for you. That's why I said just being aware that there is such an issue might be a big step in the right direction. You might never have thought of this before. Zemashuach. Excellent. No. Man, he's not talking about that. But somebody genuinely doesn't have time. Davening finishes at 9, and it has to be in the office at 10 to 9. So there's a couple of halachi questions. It's a sugya. You have to go into the sugya and learn the sugya. What do you do if you have a doctor's appointment at 9? Okay, and your boss gives you work to do at 7:45, and you're going to be late for the doctor's appointment, or your boss is going to get upset. What do you do? I don't know. You find a solution. You find a way. You find a way to deal with it. You have a problem in life. You never have enough space or time to do anything you need to do. So how do you do it? Find a way. I'm not talking about specific solutions for everybody here, how you deal with this. Just making people aware of the fact that the same way as you don't rush a conversation with a friend, the same way as you don't dump a friend in the middle of a conversation, the same way as when you're in the middle of a phone call, you don't start talking to somebody else. When you're dealing with a shit, the same rules apply. That's all. A little bit of respect, that's all. Now, how you deal with that in your personal life, Scarlett? I don't know. That was a complicated challenge. You have a rope, sit down, find someone objective and work it out. Yeah, how you deal, I don't know. That's all coming to answer. He's answering another question, which is your question, which he phrased much better than you, is how do you deal with the taggings to do other things when you're in the middle of doing this thing? I'm busy doing this thing. And then there's 50 other things screaming for my attention. That's what you're talking about. I'm busy worrying now about how I'm going to get, and I'm going to deal, and I'll get the kids to school on time, and I'm going to do this, and I'm busy worrying about that now. Correct? That's what you're talking about. Huh?
I was talking about a telephone.
How can
I get you?
We're not asking you to come to davening early. Drop that out of your head.
If I can't utilize the time I'm here, the 15 minutes I'm installed correctly, because I'm thinking about it.
So then you need. So then we're not talking.
Think about 5 minutes
early. We're not talking. I tell you, we're not talking to you about 5 minutes early. Why are you keep thinking I'm talking to you? It's a law bishul chah then. You have a problem before that. And how does that utilize the time that I have better? How do I raise the quality of my task? That might be your avoider. Again, this is not, you know, paint by numbers. You choose your colors in this picture. So somebody decides before what number is what color, and you buy the picture and you paint the colors he told you to paint. No, you got to work out you. You got to work out who you are for sure. That's another subject. That's what he was asking. How do I utilize this time properly when I'm actually doubling? Okay. That we saw. That takes a lot of achonim. That takes spending time pre-tefillah working on your tefillah. When you open up your siddur, your stand is not the time to work on tefillah. You don't train for a race in the middle of a race. You want to run a race, you start training long before the race. You want to run a marathon, you don't start training the day of the marathon. You start training a little bit before. A few days before, you start you know, doing some skipping exercise.
For sure.
And then there's the problem with me when I'm davening, I can't think about davening because I'm thinking about 50 other things. We have lots of problems. We're trying to focus. Come on, call Dover. 1 second. Come earlier. That's the suggestion. And that suggestion, by the way, is Nifla Benoira. But Dover says, Shinu God will bleed you, but call Isaac at Tulik to do a qualified. This can make a major, major change in the quality of one's Isaac at Tfilah. Somebody really wants to make an Isaac out of his Tfilah, dedicating a bit of time to it is Ma'od Mot Choshev. Gumodova Shah's Chola Yi Hakovat Yoisamikol Hakol Eilech Acha Hats Chola Chazal Telas. Everything that goes after the way you start, the first 3 minutes when you walk into the house are going to determine what your whole night's going to look like. You know that. The way you get out of bed in the morning is going to determine what your day is going to look like. Kach, betfila, yeshne matchilim ba'agoshe sheyesh panai, laharif, olisane, gulutpalel b'cheshek v'kovona, yamshich kach ad hasof. When you come to Davin, you know you've got time. First of all, you found a minion that governs at the pace that's matim for you. And you know that you've got time. And you can go through the words. Again, I'm not talking about taking the whole of your new davening and going to a 2 hour Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not talking about that. But slowly, slowly. That's on Shabbos, by the way. It's much more Gishmak davening because you're not in a hurry to go anywhere. You've got time. Slow, Shmoneh. You're rushing. You're more relaxed. You're more focused. Start with that. Start with that, maybe. Yamshich kach ad hasof. Huh? I'll make a choice. I'm asking you to make a choice.
Can't wait to get out of
there. Yes. Make a choice what you want to feel and what you want to achieve, and then go about trying to achieve that. If this is not something that interests you, then don't put any effort into it. Find something else that interests you and work on that. That's all. For sure. If Shabbos morning is you're in a hurry to get out of Shabbos because it's too long, whatever, well, then don't start working on Shabbos morning and increasing your Arbus Atfela. That's not you. You feel what? That you should.
Most people here, are they like
schmuck and stuff? Whoa. Borrow. One of the new guys that said what you just said accepted at Seba Seda Gamu. He doesn't know the rules of this little group here. But who cares about anybody else? You want statistics on how many people feel on davening? Go inside yourself and look at yourself and ask yourself, what do I care about? What do I feel? What are my priorities? What are my values? And then make decisions about how you want to get there. If davening is not your thing, then don't work on davening. Find something that is your thing. And then work on that.
I feel for about half an hour.
Again, it's not your thing. We're talking about somebody who's dedicating time and effort and energy to steig in Tfilah. Not about somebody who's making an effort to daven once a day for half an hour. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody that's dedicating a certain block of his life to steig in Tfilah. And maybe another guy who's making an effort to steig in soccer. He's decided that just giving money to everybody that comes or whatever, he actually once in his life wants to learn the lochas and he wants to do the mitzvah of stocker, kehil chosok. So he's going to take out a, you know, he's going to stop looking. He's going to make an ASIC out of stalker. He'll wrap Tfilah. Get to Tfilah right now. This is what touches me. This is what moves me. For somebody else, it might be something else. We make a lot of brochas every day. He might decide he's going to learn Hilchos brochas for the first time in his life and make an ASIC out of brochas. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff out there. You know, this candy store is very full. We talk about Tfilah now. If this isn't your thing, then it's not your thing. It's not what you decided to do. I think somebody who's decided he wants to make a ASIC out of Tfilah, that's why he comes here to try and see how he's going to do that. If that's not your thing, then why are you doing this? You know, if you want to improve your batting average as a baseball player, then why are you working on your golf swing? You know, if you want to improve your golf swing, improve your golf swing. Put on the baseball bat and pick up a golf thing. But I'm saying that's the question, no? Yeah. I think I happen to think it's very, very important, and therefore I made a decision to make an ethic out of this. For sure. Filen Torah, we said, are the two most important things. Avada, that's why I make an ethic out of it. But I can't tell other people what to do. We said that already. We spoke about that in that Gomma. Filen Zeh, the Dwarim Shul Aim Din Barubash Shul Aylam, Vada Mazal Zinbo. I decided I want a Mazal Zinbo anymore. I really actually want to make a move here. How am I going to do that? Slowly, slowly, I'm going to learn about Filen. Nothing might change straight away. I have no, you know, program on the wall with little gold stars that I've done anything yet. I'm learning and seeing what he has to say. And when I've heard what he has to say, I'll process it, it'll make decisions. Just because I heard something now doesn't make me to, oh yeah, okay, now I'm gonna get it. And it hits a home run. Americans laughed at it. Have you ever thought about it? If you're not American, don't get this. It took me a while to work this one out, but once I got it, it's Gavaldi. In baseball, yeah, let me teach you something that you may not know, yeah? In baseball, if you hit the ball to the left, what's it called? A foul. If you hit the ball to the right, what's it called?
Foul.
If you hit the ball out the park in front, what's it called? Home run. That's ridiculous. It should be a foul. You don't learn to keep the ball in the park. You hit it to the left, you hit it to the right, it's a foul. Why? Because you're out of the playing area. You hit it out the park, it's a foul. You hit the ball out of the playing area. What are you doing? That's a foul. But Americans couldn't do that. Americans have to hit the ball out the park. You have to. You hit one ball and you hit it out the park. That's a game over, whatever. Yeah? In cricket, you have a similar thing as well. A six. The six is the most ridiculous thing. You should be out. You should be out when you hit a six. You can't, because the six is like, that's the thing. You know? That's the big one. Wow, doesn't make any sense. Imagine a basketball player. He can hit the basket every time from 52 feet. Basketball calls 50 feet. How much? 49 feet. I'm telling you, I heard this from a radio man who's in America. I don't know anything about these things. Let's say it's 50 feet or a soccer pitch, a soccer field. A guy can hit the basket every time from 52 feet. You're telling him that doesn't help. You're going to learn to hit it from 15 feet. We can't do that. It's a foul. You're out the park. You've got to be in the park, not out the park. When it comes to working on midas, when it comes to working on things in avodas Hashem, just because you heard about something, you don't hit it out the park and then move on to the next thing. Well, how am I going to just, okay, so now I've heard this. Tefillah is very important. I want to make a steigen tefillah new. Rabbi, tell me how I'm going to become a bald tefillah. I have no idea. We'll be learning a sefer, and we're going to go one page at a time, and we're going to slowly learn, and some stuff will stick, and stuff won't stick. And at last, hopefully, we'll have a look in a year, and I'll say, well, my tefillah is actually interesting, because that means you're learning. Nobody comes in and learns every day. At the end of the year, he's learning exactly the same as he was a year ago, and he says, wow, that was a good year. Like he was. He was learning. For that. But who wants to study? He wants to join his learning. Everybody wants to improve. He wants to get more skilled. He wants to develop. He wants to become more independent. What's that, Mr. Miller? Yeah. That's why. He wrote two svarim, one on Shabbos and one on Tefillah. Shabbos is also, you'll see, central to our lives. Do you want to make an Isaac or something? No, I'm going to. How are we going to do both at once? You can't. You are left unlocked a bit more. This is what I decided to work on. This is what I'm working on. How? Where? What? I don't know. Let's just give him a chance to talk. Yeah, what he has to say. And if at the end of the sefer we come away with something positive, good. And then we'll start from the beginning again. Or we'll move on to something else. And that's exactly what, but the core of this sugya is what this vad is. It's a betochen vad. So why are we doing tila? Because you'll see that the two, they're hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. They're mamish, symbiotic twins. Okay, let's just finish this quickly. When you come late, I feel a docket svarot, but no, it wasn't your fault. The body had its say, and the body arranged for you to come to davening late. You were isik b'mitzvah. You were in the bathroom, isik b'mitzvah. You get to davening a bit late, honest legamre, but you know your tefillah just doesn't. The law to tefillah. You're running, you're checking, am I going to make it? What am I going to do? You're making decisions about how to pray. The law, you haven't got time. It's not your fault, you don't get punished. Well, you know that when you're rushing in tefillahs and all that. Tavat chala yesh herdish. Shel mehirus v'chipazon v'umam shekel kol ha'irecha tefillah v'lo yoichol b'shtumoy v'nitbel k'rotz en liboy. That's it. Sometimes I daven yeah, they daven yeah ma'irif at like half an hour, 25 minutes after shkia. It's very convenient for me. Because I'm yeah anyway, and then it saves me having to find it. But it's very convenient. But I'm used to davening a 20-minute ma'ariv. And yeah, they daven that 15-minute mileage. Because I'm not Kacheli. But I'm not big enough to say, so I'll daven now and I'll daven later, whatever, because it's very convenient. So I allow myself to daven here, but I juggle and I work it out and it's fine. I start a bit earlier. I'm not in a hurry. But I want to do what I want to do. And what they do, that's what they want to do. I'm not in a hurry. I ain't going anywhere. We still have to make decisions. Okay, we finished the psicha. Mitz Hashem will start hachana. Because we'll see that hachana is the most important thing. It's very quick. It's one couple of pages hachana. It applies to everything, not just to tefillah. And then we'll start the first of the lashonis of tefillah. And I'll tell you another thing, Boru. Tefillah, whatever we see tefillah is, because we don't know what tefillah is yet. Because we haven't learned the sefer yet. The sefer, when you finish the sefer, you'll know what tefillah really is. You'll have the whole panorama of all the aspects and facets of tefillah. But I'll tell you one thing, it's the most important thing to know today. Because without this, the Torah we're going through ain't going to get solved. That Chazal have been telling us for over 2,000 years. Yishmael gets killed and destroyed through tefillah. Nothing else. The Kolam HaTarash in Yishmael is for you to come to the recognition that Yishma Hashem is Na'akosom. The same way you went out of Mitzrayim, that's how you're going to get out of this dollars. With Na'aka. We'll see. Na'aka is one of the 12 Lashonis. We'll see. We'll work out that. But I'm just saying, that's what tefillah is so critically important today. Because there is no other solution.
If we don't understand exactly